Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, another damn before these tears I said you did me, baby. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve more than that.
If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but the same word that I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
There ain't no quitter, babe.
No quitter,
babe. And I've been damned for these years of that shit.
Morning, everybody. Atlanta. Hey, Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMRDB. We are the woman station, and I mean that so wholeheartedly. You know, I've been in business for 35 years as a family-owned business, and you know what I get tired of? I get tired of not people, but organizations and situations that set themselves up, that state that they are looking to be treated differently because the playing fields is not leveled properly. However, when they get their turn at the table, they shit on people. Now, you got a lot of people coming in from this country all over the world stating that they want to be a part of minority radio broadcasting. But the one individual that is being shitted on are women. We only own 1.5% of the radio stations in America. Now, who are the minorities? They're the men. They're the men who are going to the table to the FCC stating that they want to give women, minorities, an opportunity. And if they get an opportunity, they're going to do broadcasting a certain kind of way. Okay, well, where is it at? All the radio stations, yeah, they're getting women hosts, but they're not owners. It is our money. It is our money as women that make up $7 trillion of the net worth of this country. But we are failing to own radio stations. Do you know why? Because dirty tricks are being done. Look, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. dirty tricks are being done all over this country, and we are not getting our voices out. Kathy Hughes has turned her her company over to her son. So how is it operating? It's operating with the men controlling us being the target market. Not us becoming a part of the market share. The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, Margot Dorfman, taught me this long time ago. You know, it is one thing to be a business owner, but not be a decision maker. So we are part of the decision-making generation. And so I don't care who feelings this hurt or who, they might pull my programming or whatever. I don't care. But see, what we have to start doing, ladies, is taking care of ourselves. Women empowering women sincerely, wholeheartedly, and stop being jealous of each other and letting men target us to go up against each other. And this is why only 1.2% of us own radio stations. Not Facebook Live, where they can pull the plug because somebody turned you in. All right? I played a little bit about it yesterday. But, yeah, I might have 20 or 40 Facebook accounts, and they keep some. I'm not saying anything different. I'm not saying anything wrong. I see them putting ass and titties all over Facebook. Sex pornography. But you can't. You don't pull that. You pull copyrighted some kind of music. Music. This is the reason why they're pulling it? No. And it's all women artists who are not getting distribution and playtime. And y'all know what I'm talking about. All you hear is women songs on this radio station. And I have been determined to continue to play nothing but all women songs. Thank God for DJ Some More. And I reached out to probably 10 DJs here in Metro Atlanta, supposed to be some of the best. And none of them, all women, would not reach back out to me. So you know what? This is what you do when we get brainwashed by men who are telling us, better watch out for them because they gonna try to take what you got. And you know, yeah, look out for yourself, you know. Come on now, y'all ladies. Let's get it together. Let's talk about being able to help the women not just empower themselves, but just take back a little bit of pride and dignity. We need to stop catfighting. Two queens can exist at the same time. Play chess and not checkers. Let's get back into it. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect. Poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. You don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Let's give the glory, all the problems. Cause we
DJ some more.
Turn up.
Told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this.
Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You wanna keep that before that make it jump like this.
Gonna think that I can make it bump like this.
See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this.
How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
Ladies, drama, leave it home. She ain't got it right by now, let's scratch 'em off. They just call me Teddy, so by 20 strong. They standing at the door, don't wanna take us on. The ring, let it go by 3 months ago. The pain, the trust and ain't me no more. The girl that they used to know, didn't change. Now they're saying it before they mention my name.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this.
Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this.
Gonna think that I could make it bump like this.
See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this.
How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
Like 664 came up for a flow, put a good game on me. Don't get too close, so comfortable, cause the quick ain't for me. Got my girls all here, me so family, please, all your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it up. Pop a bottle, talk a lot of volition, let's go.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this.
Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this.
Tonight ain't feeling no. Tell my girls that's looking their best. Won't you go and show it off for us?
Oh, yeah, welcome to the WMRDV morning show. You got Miss Ashley that's going to be coming on for our remainder of the show. You listen to the mixes of DJ Some More, as well as commentary from myself, talking about radio stations and our depletion of not having ownership for women in radio. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in for July 11th, 2019. Want you all to come about and download the TuneIn app. You can check out our shows. We're on Google Podcasts, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, as well as our own TuneIn app. So we will be talking with you all a little bit later. Want you all to check out our morning show every morning around about this time. And so we'll be getting it. You listen to DJ Some More on the ones and the twos. Want to give a shout out to all the folks that are working hard in the morning time. You ladies that are grinding. We're going to get into the show in just a minute. Listen to a little more tunes.
There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done to me. I love you. Try to play me like a fool, so I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you were learning to love.
And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever come do what you've done to me.
I love you
deep
in my heart. I know you couldn't love me, baby. I just hold.
Lower your tone over the phone. I
should've known. Damn, I should've known this wouldn't last long when you didn't come home tonight. And now I'm on in the zone, had to win this on my own. So respect the queen on the throne. Alright, here's some strong advice. Move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad.
And
I let
we
you
both
go.
Know you're wrong.
No.
Your girl DJ Samoa.
Samoa.
You know you want some more. B-Day.
AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Business owners, need more customers? Offer fantasy sports contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices, whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
WGFS. We are the woman station. This is the new morning show from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. We'll be discussing women issues, news, community, family, money, and health. And we'll be featuring female indie artists. So tune in and be motivated and elevated. We are WAMRDB.
We are back. This is the Woman Station on 1430 AM WGFS Atlanta Mixed Radio. We are the new look and feel of AM radio. You understand the look and feel of AM radio. Let's get it back on the map, all right? So, in recent news, trending topics, let me tell you what's going on. It has been crazy. Nobody knows the name of the famous actor, songwriter, artist, Jamie Foxx.
What's his name?
What's his name? Do you know his real name?
His name was Jamie.
No, it's not Jamie. It is not Jamie. See?
What?
trending topic. This is it. Let me see. It's been trending for the past couple days. Yeah, he started off with Jamie Foxx show. But that's the thing. Everyone thought that was his real name from that show. He's carried that name through everything.
I remember him at the Fox Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Jamie Foxx then.
Yep, that's, I guess since he's Foxy and whatnot, he's so snazzy, he had to make up that name. But you know what his real name is?
Uh-oh.
Eric Marlon Bishop. Mm. And that's an intense name right there, okay?
He got like two first names.
He got about 10
first names. I thought the Kareema Ali hyphen Bond was something.
But yeah, I think he got you beat. Eric Marlon Bishop.
That's three first names. Yeah. His name can be Marlon. Bishop is the first person's name. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one?
Eric.
That's three first names.
He got three first names. Yes, he does. Maybe that's why he's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
he couldn't pick one.
And as he get older, he ages very well.
Yeah, right.
He looks great with his new show.
I loved him on Dreamgirls. When he played on Dreamgirls, he just stepped into the bad side. I say, you gotta step into the bad side, Jamie. You gotta step into it, okay?
But the Shazam thing he's doing, he's the executive producer on that show.
Yeah. I wanna go on that. I'm trying to go on that show real quick, you know, because I know me some lyrics real quick. I can tell you some lyrics.
I
got the ad libs and everything.
$1 million, somebody. You have to beat Shazam.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
I don't know if I could beat Shazam either.
Shazam be coming up with. I'm like, what?
Right, it's gonna come up with something that's hauling notes, and only my mama gonna know the song, and I'll be like,
why?
Hmm.
Why is it your mama only gonna know it?
Because I ain't gonna know it.
Right.
Unless if she's gone, that's the only thing I know, hauling notes, is she's gone.
Oh,
and
God.
Just because she played that song to death, okay?
You
literally.
Got some more trending topics. Let's see what's going on.
Let me see. And then the next thing we were talking about was, oh yeah, I put a poll out on Facebook last night. To see how many of my wonderful followers knew Jamie Foxx's real name.
Anybody?
Three people knew.
What?
Three.
Okay, what's their age? I want to know.
One is in their 30s.
Okay.
And then the other two are around my age, so late 20s.
They must have Googled it.
That's what I'm trying to say, because I know I had to Google it. I had to type in, what is Jamie Foxx's name? Because I saw it was trending. I said, wait a minute. What is his name? Because I thought it was Jamie Foxx, too.
Ooh.
Lord Jesus, the offense, I tell you.
Sorry.
But he has given us so much over the last 25 years. He's been in the mainstream media.
He got to be my age.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is up there right now.
But he looks good.
But exactly. Fine as wine, I tell you. Fine as wine.
Is
Let
he
me
married?
Go. No, Jamie ain't married. No.
That girl from Zasia. Had a thing going on.
Zasia. I was about to say, he done had some things now. He done had some things. But to tie that knot is the thing. Let me see. On BuzzFeed, you can check out the link to the article on my Facebook. I'll be putting it up shortly. But on BuzzFeed, they talk about this is the reason. These are the reasons why you should have known Jamie Foxx's name. Okay? He gave us one of the best sitcoms of the 90s and the 2000s.
Love the Jamie Foxx show.
The Jamie Foxx show. Like, everyone loves Jamie Foxx show, right? It is only right. And then, not to mention the greatest wedding song of all time. Everybody plays Jamie Foxx's wedding song. Have you heard it?
What is it?
Oh, what is it? The Jamie Foxx wedding song, I tell you, it is the most beautiful song ever. And Heaven, Lord, Jamie Foxx. The wedding song, it's literally called The Wedding Song.
He wrote it and produced it.
Yes, he wrote and produced most of this stuff. You got a wedding song with it?
It's called You Are My Heartbeat.
Yes.
Every time she hears.
Yes. We need to hear a snippet. No. we need a snippet of this heartbeat. Then he went to star in more cult classics than anyone can even imagine. Jamie Foxx done been in so many movies and so many shows as supporting cast. It is crazy. He makes us laugh. He went to deliver multiple Oscar-worthy dramatic performances. like Ray. Y'all remember Ray? He killed that movie.
That movie was made for him.
Yes.
That movie was made for him. He did it.
Yeah.
He did that.
Oh yeah.
For real.
The vocals, ooh.
Well, they actually had a thing where him and Ray played together. They actually played together side by side, and Ray gave him his blessing because Jamie was keeping right up with him. I saw that.
I'm telling you, Jamie Foxx, that's a bad man. He's won Best Actor Academy Awards. He's won so many different things. He's been double platinum with his album Unpredictable. Man, oh man. What is going on? He's everything. What can you do? He even got Ron Howard, Forrest Whitaker, and Jake Gyllenhaal to be in a music video about alcohol. Y'all remember that? Blaming on the Goose, Got You Feeling Loose. That used to be the song. They used to bump that everywhere. Blaming on the alcohol. People got DUIs messing with that song, okay?
Talking about DUIs, Tiger Woods got him one.
Yes,
Tiger Woo.
Y'all see that mug shot though?
Boy, I'm looking at it now.
Boy,
he was telling he was on drugs.
Oh, that's even worse. You get stopped by alcohol. I'm not drunk. I'm on drugs.
Exactly. Okay. It's just like, oh, okay. You definitely going down now. You should have just been drunk. Okay.
He should have just said I'm on medication, not on drugs. He was drunk.
It was medicine. No. So what was the medicine?
Took a shot real quick. Yeah, it was medication.
Okay, that's me.
Oh, yeah, say medication.
That's what I told him on the last show. That was me.
Oh, I thought he said he was on drugs.
No, yeah, he's on medication drugs.
Oh, that's a new joke.
I'm not drunk. I'm on medication.
But if it literally changes the way you look and act, that's a little bit too much. Maybe you should have went down a bit.
Oh, he looking good.
Yes, he looks so arrived. Yes,
I'll tell you one thing. No matter how famous you are, if you're a brother, you get to be a brother again when you get in trouble. Fox News, I know they get.
Well, the big one, Neil, is Nike.
Right.
Of the $45 million that Tiger pulls in, it's almost all from sponsorships now because he hardly plays anymore, as you know. And Nike accounts for almost half of that. Nike's very forgiving, Neil. You know, they brought Michael Vick back after the dogfighting stuff, and they've been forgiving for Tiger for things in the past. But my reporting is telling me that Tiger will probably get dropped by Nike this time around.
Didn't he just sign a contract, an extension with Nike? But
absolutely.
They probably have a good conduct clause in that, right?
Absolutely, Neil, you're right. They all do these days to protect themselves.
All right, so what about the other, maybe lesser sponsors, but it's serious money as well? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think the biggest blue chip one after Nike is Rolex. Rolex just extended them not that long ago as well. I would be surprised if Rolex hang on to him. You know, the problem he has right now is there have been multiple times now where this has happened. So sponsors can forgive you once or perhaps even twice. What they're worried about, Neil, now is the fact that they're almost seeing this as someone who's encouraging this in a sense, because if they don't pull out, they're saying, you know, you don't have to correct your behavior. And that's one thing that they don't want to do. So part of it is they don't want their own brand being hurt. And part of it is a guy like Phil Knight has come out and been very supportive. He always wants the best for his athletes that he endorses. But he doesn't want Tiger to continue down this road. He wants Tiger to get help to help fix this problem.
I know he takes the medicine. Maybe that's what he was on, or what for these back spasms or what have you. But, you know, Mike, I was surprised reading today that there's a whole generation of young people who barely know who Tiger Woods is. I found that amazing. But I guess that would be true. It's been 20 years since he first came on the scene. Then he's had trouble in recent years winning a tournament, even getting the chance to play in a tournament. But maybe that's, too, what some of these sponsors like Nike are thinking. Your connection to people has fallen along with your game.
Yeah, he hasn't won a major since 2008. He hasn't won a tournament of any kind since 2013. That said, the few tournaments he has played in, even though he hasn't been able to complete them because of the pain he's in and the problems he has with his body, in those early rounds, when he's on TV, Neil, ratings still go up.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Tiger still has an impact on television and ratings there. My reporting is telling me this really has to do with the fact that, you know, that mugshot that we all see, that we all dread seeing of Tiger or anyone, you know, after a DUI or any of these types of things happen to them, that's what they're most concerned with, and that's what they don't want happening with them. You know, and for Tiger, it's, you know, he's got the net worth where he's going to be okay, but endorsement income is really 90%, even in the peak in 2009 when he pulled in $110 million, $85 million of that was from endorsements. And
wow.
He's since lost Gillette, he's since lost Buick, Accenture, EA Sports. So a lot of them have been leaving him along the way, and it's definitely hit his bottom line.
All right, buddy, thank you. Mike Ozanian, the assistant managing editor of Forbes Media, co-host of Forbes Sports Money, covers it all, does it all.
All righty, we are back.
Oh, y'all had the mic on while all that was going on, too? Y'all doing the same thing. But listen, what I'm going to tell y'all is, this makes no sense to me. See, don't jail opiate abusers. That's important, because that's
opiate.
Me.
Opiate abuse.
That's what I'm taking. I ain't say whatever you want to say. But y'all know what? You can't be that cheap. Where you can't even hire somebody.
Driver.
Ain't even about Uber. You got a chauffeur.
Phone a friend.
$118 million.
You
Come
should
on.
Have a telephone bill. You should have enough data on your. If you made $110 million, you should have a
That's
phone with data on it.
Okay.
What's his net worth? What's
you know, they say Tiger don't like to spend money.
Right.
He might have had a track phone.
He got a
track phone. No.
Oh,
he probably got that boo.
I got
he probably
Verizon.
Got T-Mobile because T-Mobile be acting up all the time. Okay.
$740 million.
He could have got a.
Network.
He could have got two
Seven,
track phones
he,
for that.
$740 million. Mm. And he couldn't call not Uber. Even a cab, but he driving.
But he driving. That is absurd. Come
That's
on.
That Asian side of him. That's
Y'all
that Asian side.
But you know,
That's
there's a lot
agent.
Of people who do that these days. Y'all
care.
Got to think. Like, be safe out here. It's
That's
too dangerous
the
driving
Asian
out
side.
Here.
Y'all ain't listening. That's that Asian side. They cheat.
No comment.
They cheat. I know it's been no money. No, no, no. And I don't want to pay taxes.
No
taxes.
Comment.
Whatever. They don't want to spend no money. They want all of it. Look how he looks. He looked like a black man. That's why he got arrested.
Well, as soon as you get arrested, you black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter what.
Look,
you got
no
a little bit of black in
you.
Yeah.
Black.
You
know, there isn't an other. There isn't an
no.
other. It's just like you
now,
are African American.
Yeah.
Black.
Whatever you was when you was famous, but when you get in trouble,
you
black,
black
again.
Okay. It don't matter who it is. Martin Luther
Kobe
King
Bryant.
Was in jail. Okay. Because he's
Kobe
black.
Bryant. Anybody
okay.
who if you a little black. You get in trouble, you all the way black.
Got that 10. Okay, you think you like skin
you
now.
Might as well be that
jail.
Brother who shot his wife at the Piggly Wiggly, Kroger, wherever he was.
He might as well have been that man. Oh, man. All right, guys, we're going to take a little music break real quick.
I'm sorry, I just had to get all over that. But we need to know, as black folks, man, you can even call your cousin, Pookie and them.
Right.
Pookie, y'all come get me. We're going to go to the hood and
Look,
get some action.
He
could have
posted
action.
On his Twitter or his Facebook. Someone would pick him up.
Oh,
they
would have got him.
They would have
right.
bust him in the
maybe
head,
the,
though.
The baby mom. The, yeah, somebody. The, what's the lady? The maid he had?
Yeah.
He should have came and got him. $740 million.
That's all. And you couldn't even hire no driver.
I said, my body double.
Just a shame. Just a shame, I tell
I
don't you.
I know what his birthday is. I'm going to try to figure out if he is
a
Gemini.
Well, why
he
are we trying to figure
Gemini.
Out what he is?
He's probably a Virgo. That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. We're going to start
we
this off
see.
With
Hold
a little bit. We're going
to $5 say he a what?
He
Virgo.
Pisces. What is he? Better not be no Leo.
Born was 12. Oh,
1230? What is he, Aquarius?
1230.
Capricorn?
No, that's Capricorn.
Capricorn?
Yep, that's my mom and my sister. Cheat, Janor, cheat. Ain't gonna spend no money, mad.
So all the Capricorns out there,
Yeah, that's it. Okay. She.
Wait a minute. No, it's a couple of them. Capricorn.
Yeah, Capricorn.
Oh, that's his moon. No, he's Sagittarius.
He's
moon.
Yeah,
oh, Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn. For the sun. He got Virgo somewhere and a Gemini. I told you he had Gemini sugars in there somewhere. Gemini Sagittarius.
You know, he probably don't know he's got Gemini in there. That's irrelevant.
It's because
did you
he's
just
a Gemini.
Curse on the religious thing?
No, I said he probably didn't know he had Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Irrelevant is not a curse word.
For hands, right?
Gemini is a curse word.
Irrelevant
today.
Is not a curse word.
Gemini is a curse word.
Well,
it's cursed, I think.
One,
you know,
I forgot about that one.
Everybody
oh,
hates
crazy.
On Gemini.
Get them little,
Everybody hates on Gemini. But
no,
let me tell you
hate.
Something. I'm going to call my other Gemini in here, and he can tell you all about the good Gemini.
What, the other twin?
Yeah, I got six of them.
Oh, Lord.
I told you.
All right. I keep them all under control. What you talking about?
I know that's right. We're going to get into some music real quick. Some Drew Hill.
Who are
I
we listening to?
Drew Hill on the track.
You're listening to me, WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, 1430. WGFS, the Woman Station. We are the new look and feel of AM Radio. Let's fall back and listen to some tracks.
Cloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app. You YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAMRDB, the woman station.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat.
DJ Don.
It's your top 5. You know what it is.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song.
Calling up my girls as I head into the nightlife. All work, no play, take heed, better listen. Get that money, don't let it make you. I know what's up, can't play them games. He's choosing, but I'll pay. Been said, done that, so I'm not surprised. Was the top one in my crate. Don't hold your breath, cause you might turn blue. Trying to wait on something big. Have a backup plan to ensure yourself, so you know just what to do.
Wait a minute, that's my song. Two step to the right, one slide to the left. I think I got it. Let me show them how to get it in. Much older now, knees stiff, hard to bend. Flow crowd, little mama try to back it in. Drink in the hand, think it's out of hand. Hot to the bug, guess I'm off a throne again. Stick it with the two-step and nothing else is all you get.
You hear that playing, that's my song.
Somebody out there for you, baby. Shade Dime.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby. I never planned you and I. It's like you landed right in front of my eyes. Baby, you got a mystery about you. And baby, I'm gonna find out what's inside. I'm just going with your flow. Wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with your baby. I'm just going with the flow. And wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with your baby. I put my cards down. I'm letting you drive. Break my heart, baby, and I will give you all of my love, all of me.
That I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me.
I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby.
I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
Going.
I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
With you, baby.
I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
Just you and me.
I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
With the flow.
I'm just going with the flow.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
That I've been through in my life, I'm telling you. Had my son at 19, too sick, had to drop out of school. Now I'm trying to figure out what is it I gotta do. Baby need a better life, so I became daddy wife. Daddy love the money, so daddy, he don't treat mommy right. Had to move with grandma, cause daddy cases and money tight. Granny got a down, I'm the one that he don't like. Brother in the feds like he dead, but I gotta write. Money on the books, money for his kids, I'm the type. Never seen a child support check, but we living right. Whether the grass green or whether the powder white, I was doing things for him that would take away my right. Shorty can't eat books, so look, now I'm a crook. Cool with your daddy, only thing he ever took. My heart and chances, got himself together, then threw me advances. Locked up too long, looking for romances. Made me too strong, look at what the plan is. Damn.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain. From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain.
I know I should walk away.
From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
I should have walked away. My heart wouldn't allow it. A sucker for real love. I'm a hush, spinning drugs. The whole relationship was tainted. But the silly mind games, the fussing and the fight. Staying awake all night. But I couldn't walk away. The sex took control. Plus you had some hustle. Cook grind with the rubber. Your hard head you learned. It makes us soft. Should've listened to my mama. Don't deal with the drama. Made it past the hump. That's all with the past. Now I spit for a career. So lend me a ear. I should've walked away, but I didn't know the struggle. The different types of haters trying to block me from my paper. It led to prison time in an AIS number. Do the crime, do the time. Don't snitch, I do mine. Been sound in the back many times to be exact. But God gave me stomach to walk away from it.
Let the money, the drugs, the streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin. The money, drugs, street, the gang.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away. I know I should walk away.
DJ Don. AMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.